Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the way that you reveal yourself in your word and your ways. And I pray today, as we study your book of Esther, that we learn from your Holy Spirit the truths that you want us to apply in our lives and that you'll give us the power to live that way. And we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Hatak's Obedience, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4, and verse 6. Esther the queen is deeply concerned over a report she has heard about her older cousin Mordecai. He is mourning, weeping, and has torn his clothing. He has adorned himself in sackcloth and ashes, and now he is making a public display of his grief. Hatak, who was one of Queen Esther's chamberlains and dedicated to her care, has been commissioned by the queen to discover what Mordecai is doing and why he is doing it. We see Hatak's obedience in chapter 4 and verse 6 of the book of Esther, where we read, "So Hatak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate." Our verse begins, "So Hatak went forth." There are verses of the Bible that seem very simple at the time we are reading them, and this is one of them. However, the significance of this little phrase is vital to the rest of the story of Esther. What if Hatak did not went? What if he decided to be distracted and go another way or defect from the queen? Perhaps another chamberlain may have been sent, but let's imagine for a moment if he did not go. We might see another whole paragraph to this story. However, Hatak went forth. So, we will never know what that might have been if he had not gone. The verse goes on to say, "To Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate." We discovered a couple things in this portion of the verse. First, Hatak knew to go to the street of the city. Perhaps there was only one, and it was very easy for him to know where to go, but he did have some sense of direction as to where he might find Mordecai. Secondly, he knew to go to the portion of the street which was before the king's gate. Since Queen Esther lived at least in some portion of the palace of Shushan, it should not have taken him a long time to get there. Nonetheless, Hatak put actions to his commission and obeyed the queen. Finally, this. Hatak assumed, and we shall find out later that he was correct, that Mordecai would be in the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. In other words, Mordecai did not move. He continued in his mourning and would be easily found should someone desire to find him. This verse should have us pondering two questions. If we were sent to find someone who was displaying dire needs, would we be obedient to the commission to find them? And what passion do we have in our lives that would make us as committed as Mordecai, that we would be easily found should someone look for us there? May the Lord Jesus help us to be obedient to his commission and be willing to stand when the opportunity arises to do so. Next time, we will see Mordecai's response to Hatak. So read again, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.